Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
Okay, open your Bibles. We're going to read Matthew 18. When you look at the BEP for this week, we're going to be talking about a story that has happened here in Matthew. Okay, Matthew 18, towards the last portion of the chapter. Let me read the whole story to you. I believe it is important that we read the whole story, but I'm taking the last portion of the story towards the end. I'm reading from the American Standard Version, but my outline would be in the New Living Translation. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven." Boy, that's how many. Have you figured out 400 something, all right? Okay, there you go. "For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children, and along with that he had, and for the repayment to be made. So the slave fell on the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, 'Have patience with me.'" Please note the word "patience with me." That connects to the word "mercy" that Pastor Adon preached last Sunday. "Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything." And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him of his debt. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. How much he owed to the king? 10,000 talents. And he just owed what? 100 denarii. So compared to the thousands of the currency of this day, compared to the loose change that this guy owned him. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, "Pay back what you owe." So this fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, "Have patience with me." Note the word "patience with me" again. "And I will repay you." But he was unwilling and went and threw him to prison until he should pay back what he was owed. So when the fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Verse 32, "Then summoning him, his lord said to him, 'You wicked slave.'" Boy, I don't know how to emote on this. What do you think this king said? Okay. "You wicked slave, I forgave you of all the debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy?" He asked for what? Patience. The king gave him. Replay. You got to be quick, all right? I want to have some audience participation here. Okay, back to the verse 33. "Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way I have mercy on you?" So here we go. "And the Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that he owed him." This last verse is very hard. I needed grace. I needed wisdom to be able to unearth whatever is there to know from this verse by saying, my heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. It looks like you created the measure on how you are to be treated in the way that you treat other people. But I brought to your attention while reading the scripture the comparison of the amount and value of the issue that is concerned. You know, they were talking to about 10,000 talents, and compared to how many denarii? It's only compared to 100 denarii. So that's just kind of like way, way out of the comparison, and yet this servant never had not only patience, but mercy. He was asking from the king, patience, give me patience. What did he get? Mercy. Wow. See, this is what the Lord would want to open our eyes when we ask God, when we deal with the kingdom of God. We just ask for this. Oh, son, daughter, that's too cheap. That's too small. I really, in my heart, wanted to give you this.
Hallelujah.
Okay, well, live bold. Because you're asking, you know, is not in the sphere of faith. You were measuring your asking to possibilities. How about asking in faith beyond what you can imagine or think? See, living in faith costs God the beauty and the joy. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Why? Because of the faith that we express to believe in Him for things that we don't even see. And for that reason this morning, let's stretch out our faith to believe that this is doable. The enemy has always cheated us and say, it is difficult, it is impossible. But we understand that with faith, we can surmount, we can accomplish that with God, what God is expecting of us. And today, I'm going to take the last portion of the story and break bread with you and see on how showing mercy forgives. Showing mercy forgives. So the whole chapter in chapter 18 breaks the last story. If you read the context of the chapter, it talks about the humility like a child, temptation, parable of the lost sheep, collecting another or correcting another believer, the power of agreement, and the last teaching in what Jesus was sharing here in chapter 18 talks about the parable of unforgiving servant. If you read the whole chapter, you would understand why the placing of the story of the parable of the unforgiving servant in the sequence is placed. Because first you could see that if a child, you know, in the simplicity of the faith of a child, that he is able to see the beauty of how that faith it is being accomplished, then all throughout you could see that even as an adult, you would be able to do so in the same way. But there are three things that I would want to share with you and say. First, in the verses 32 and 33 that talks about the king and called the man that he had forgiven and said, you evil servant. First and foremost, the king set the servant freedom. He gave the servant freedom from the debt he owed. He experienced what is to be forgiven. And yet when challenged with the same what of he has received, he was unable to recognize what Jesus or what the king has given him. And so he was called evil. For that reason, we know that when this king and this parable, you know, is made, is not to condemn the wrong that he has done, but to put the heavy weight of the conviction, okay? He called this guy evil. So I said, unforgiveness is evil. By this, we need not to dwell in unforgiving spirit, but rather be able to conquer that because we have received forgiveness, then we are able to share and be able to forgive others as well. With this, it would be a very, very dangerous choice when we would want to take the position of an unforgiving spirit, because it will take us to bondage. And the next part of the verse says, then the king called this man he had forgiven and said, you are evil servant. I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Yes, you were forgiven because you pleaded. But then you are also to forgive that which the other person who owed, you know, pleaded mercy with you. And yet he was unable to do that. On this same statement, number 4, it said, should you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? That means receive mercy, must show and give mercy away. I have to watch our streaming last Sunday to be able to listen to what Pastor Don shared, because towards the end we had a prayer. We did have a prayer of what we have received, we also give away. And I thought I could remember by saying, someone this week will receive mercy from you. Did I say it? Someone this week, you will share mercy. I am not asking for a show of hands, but I'm just going to call out, say thank you. Thank you that took action on what it is to extend the mercy that you receive from God that others will receive. So there you have another week until next week. But until it becomes a lifestyle, because maybe the circumstances that will confront you will come to the point that you are able and you're the only one who would be able to extend mercy to this person. But then because of the life that we have in the Lord, God will set us up in order that we are able to show mercy to this individual, to this person. So when we forgive, when we release forgiveness, it is justice. It is the just, it is the right thing to do. So we want justice. We want fairness, right? But if we don't forgive, we conduct ourselves in justice and we are not fair. We are putting judgment on ourselves when we don't release forgiveness. Why? We hold that person in slavery. We hold that person, and because for God's grace in you to work, you have to show mercy, because God did not want for you to be that, how did that scripture call, evil servant. God doesn't want you to live in a life of unforgiveness, that you would be able to be constantly in the atmosphere of evil. So forgiving is justice. So that this week in BEP, when we study, when we have the Bible study with our Bible engagement, you know, this is the story that you will encounter. But I'm highlighting the end of the story because God wanted us to be free. God wants us to be set free. And with this, he uses us to be agents of justice. And as we become agents of justice by giving away mercy, then we could see ourselves now having that same compassion that Jesus has given us. Next verse, verse 34, it says, then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. Wow, I thought it's very, very harsh to be able to, but this is a parable. It is something to depict a story of which spiritual thoughts is going to be generated. So when they sent this man to prison, as a part of his sentence of being ungrateful, that means unforgiving makes people slave. And the reason why it becomes more harder and harder, because we have allowed it to take a stronghold in our life. The soonest we release forgiveness, the stronghold is gone. The longer you let it stay, I can't describe how it grabs and enslave you, not only in your mind, not only in your lifestyle, but in everything you do. So unforgiving make people slaves. We see that the next one is said to be tortured until he had paid. I thought the torturing here is talking about not only that you are in slavery, but it's a mental health disease. I'm reflecting on the preaching on December. You want to hear about mental health and how your spiritual, you know, relationship with God has to do something with it? Go back to all the preaching last December. And if you identify some type of a mental health issue, I guarantee you unforgiveness is that little thing that had held you back from your healing and wholeness. You don't want any type of psychosomatic diseases that, you know, you have different allergies or things that would pop up your skin or different types of bronchial issues and all of that, but it's all related. I'm not a nurse, the pastor is. I throw it back to her, but begin to understand that these are the things that we deal with, and the sooner that we are able to release that, not only that we are free, we are healed. That's the reason why on this verse, forgiving is healing. Not only spiritual healing now, but I'm addressing the other diseases that are only maybe a symptom. And so the more you take on medicine and all of that, it can't just keep on a cycle. It never really go. Why? Because there is a root cause of something that is in your heart that causes your body to react into this emotional or mental activity in your body. And so with that, when the scripture says, you know, when we ask and pray that Lord prosper me as my soul, my body prosper as my soul also prospers. So we see that connection on how the prosperity, the healing, the wellness of the body connects to the way that we exercise our faith in forgiving others and releasing mercy to others. Towards the last of this verse, of which this guy has no way of paying, unless his children and his wife, all of his belongings will be sold, paid his entire debt. It looks like that when unforgiveness hits, unforgiving chooses the hard path of paying the price. With that choice, you have chosen the path that will be hard for you to tackle. And so throughout that path, the soonest you would understand and see that releasing forgiveness is the way to be set free, then God is going to create a path for you of being able to recover, be able to be restored, be able to be healed. And so in knowing that, you are able, because your own debt, there's a song Pastor, he paid the debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to take away my sin. But now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. My Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. I could never pay that debt, but Jesus paid it for me. And how he advanced forward the payment, the truth that sets us free. This is an advance payment right now, so that when you needed it, say, I've already done that for you. Just step in and claim that promise. Release forgiveness. No matter what is the cost, what is the price, I say it's worth it that you release forgiveness. Lastly, not only forgiving is healing, but forgiving is rewards or has rewards. The verse is very short. That's what my Heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. I took it around by saying that if you refuse to forgive, we made ourselves slaves. So don't play the blame game. You made it for yourself. And that is just a hard issue to face. Because nobody, and sometimes pretty hard, to be able to face and admit that we are the one who made this mess we are in, or you are in right now. And with this truth, it says that the Heavenly Father, as a part of the consequence of sin, I said, Jesus, that's the reason why I asked grace to understand. Because the Heavenly Father has already resolved this issue in this way, in this manner. So this serves as a warning. We are being cautioned because you can never win an argument with the Heavenly Father. I guarantee you. All right? Right now, while you're in grace and in mercy and in the forgiveness which we were singing a while ago, make the most of it. Because once you get into the trap, you would see you cause the Heavenly Father to place this on you as a discipline. Let me just say, not to destroy you, right? Not to destroy you, but to discipline you until you get it. You don't get it this time, there another situation will come. So the sooner you're able to get this lesson true, hallelujah, you're victorious. You're a sure winner. Hallelujah. The stronghold has been uprooted and the enemy has been defeated. And we could see that with this, if we refuse to forgive, we made ourselves slaves. But if we choose to forgive, we are set free. You see, that's the good news, folks. This is where it boils down to. No surprises. You know, this is a right expectation. You might not be able to gain from it right away. And all of that, but in principle and in a spirit aspect of your relationship, you're healed. You're free. You're rewarded by God. I pray that the Holy Spirit will take you to a deeper dimension of understanding when say you're healed. Could you imagine you're healed from the very root cause of the physical diseases that you have? Because you have released forgiveness. You have to take this seriously. Because it is the Heavenly Father that does this to discipline because of unforgiveness. Who made you fall into this trap? Ourselves. So sometimes we have the escape by blaming others. But you fall to another lie. Then you make yourself again another slave of the lie of the enemy. But if you choose to forgive, you are set free. Hallelujah. Here's the worshiper's challenge. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. Worshiper's challenge. So if you are presenting a sacrifice of worship at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that, oh, someone has something against you, me, leave your sacrifice at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. And then come and offer your worship sacrifice to God. You want to take action for that which God has given you as a challenge today. This is pretty hard. Now, if you would watch the Chosen movie, that in the whole aspect, I'm not going to give. Matthew has a little conflict within the disciples. There's that conflict, and it has to be resolved. And it's quite pretty how that movie unsolved it. It's sweet. It's just beautiful on how the convicting power of Jesus' words. When you take in for Jesus' words on what he has said, and Matthew obeyed, I mean, the way the story unfolded brings out the wonderful message of forgiveness that Jesus has given to us. And so with this is the challenge. We're all worshipers here. And we understand that God has given us the opportunity to make it right. So that they said, Lord, I have to do my own searching. But I said, haven't I forgiven anybody or something like that? So I have to pray my own prayer, Lord Jesus, if, you know, I wronged somebody, whatever, Lord, thank you that I release forgiveness to them, and I pray that they have found it in their hearts to release forgiveness to me and all of that. But I said, Lord, how can we do it so that we can take action for this, what we have here this morning? I believe that God would want for us to take action. So I'd like to ask for husband and wife to stand. Okay, I'd like to ask Sister Rose to join me here. So husband, wherever is your wife, wherever. We'll practice forgiveness. I wrote out a template. This is reality, but I wanted for us to be able to practice and doing this. Because I felt if I don't do this, I will be guilty, you know, of disobedience from God. Because if I don't create a path of what it is for couples to ask forgiveness from one another, there will never be an example. There will be a path that has been carved towards doing. So this is something that we need to repeat every now and then. All right. So I put it on the screen right now to say, and this is for me to say first to Sister Rose. Okay, repeat after me. I ask forgiveness for all the wrong things that I have done. May the mercy of God that has forgiven you, you find that same mercy in your heart to forgive me. Sister Rose and ladies, your response and follow.
I found that mercy in my heart that God forgave me, now makes me to show mercy, and I forgive you.
Gentlemen, kiss the bride. Was that hard?
No.
But folks, we're bringing solutions. We're bringing answer. We're bringing revival. We're bringing the work of the Holy Spirit here today. The first governance in the scripture was the home, was the family, the husband and wife. And so we're planting the core of an answer and solution to the ills of society today. This is an answer to America. This is an answer to every relationship. This is an answer to every home and family. And we have identified that stronghold that has enslaved many homes and relationship and families. And today, you are set free. You are free. You have been set free. And for those of you that are watching online and streaming, We believe that this is your time to be set free. We understand the Holy Spirit is there ministering to you, whether that is in a couple's relationship or any type of relationship in the home or in your workplaces, that God is going to use this message, that you will be that instrument of God's grace, mercy. So that today we were talking about the goodness of the Lord following you. It will be there. Hallelujah. And now it's not only going to follow you. The goodness of the Lord is not only going to follow you. It's going to overtake you. It's going to overwhelm you. We receive that right now in the name of Jesus. We receive the overwhelming power of your love. Yes. That today, Lord, we have invited you into the core of our home, our relationship. And today we ask, Lord, that in all levels of relationship, whether mom, children, dad, children, two parents, any type, Lord, of relationship, that today, in the name of Jesus, we receive the forgiveness that you have given to us by the blood of Jesus Christ, and now release that with mercy to forgive others. Thank you that today, Lord, we made us to take a step, Lord, with boldness in the Spirit, to identify a stronghold and to be able to uproot that in the name of Jesus, today of which we declare we are free. Amen. We are free. Amen. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.